today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
So you have to be willing to be at the gym at 6 a.m. and still be at the gym at 11 p.m. some days.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
Hi, this is Jay Billis of ESPN. You're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show. I'm sweating already.
Thank you for listening to the show that is truly committed to raising the game by making every episode a micro clinic. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the only shooting machine we endorse at Pure Sweat. Today's episode is the second half of the interview I recorded in Singapore with Pure Sweat's Jordan Delp. But before we jump in, did you know that Crossover makes film sessions easy and efficient by organizing your video clips for you? You can easily share clipped film with everyone in your program on any mobile device. Visit crossoverwithak.com/puresweat to try a game for free and let them help you be more productive in the film room. And have you seen the new puresweatbasketball.com? We gave ourselves a facelift. I'd love for you to check it out and sign up for The Drop, our weekly email newsletter that gives you everything you need to raise your game. And if you sign up now, you'll receive a series of six, yes, six, free webinars on how to develop a winning culture and successful program. And also check out my basketball performance course and basketball performance workout. These programs are a must-have for youth and high school coaches that want to maximize their team's summer development. So please visit puresweatbasketball.com. All right, let's continue my chat with Jordan Delp. What's something that really bothers you that you think most skill trainers are okay with?
I think a lot of coaches have a hard time correcting kids. I really think it's hard to hold kids accountable. And I think part of what has made this job so fulfilling to me is that I've developed great relationships with my players. And because I've connected with them on an individual basis, I feel like I can hold them accountable, and that whether I'm correcting them once, twice, three, four times, five, however many times it takes, they know that that comes from a position of caring for me, of me trying to maximize their time with me and maximize their skill level. I think a lot of times we try and be buddies rather than be coaches. While I would call a good number of my players friends on the court, they know that it's a coach-player relationship, and they know that when I'm correcting them, it's so that they can improve. And I do think that that's a big, big red flag when I go watch workouts, is if you're letting kids get away with things that will be turnovers or will be unacceptable by their coaches, you're doing them a disservice.
Got it. If you take the average junior high or high school age kid that aspires to play college basketball, what's the best piece of advice you can give them?
I think the biggest thing I would say is that you have to be willing to grind it out. And I was talking with my friend Alex Washington, fellow coach, helped bring us over to Singapore. We talked about the grind, and he had a great definition for it. He said, the grind is just doing what you're supposed to be doing every single day. And I think a lot of players think that there's more to it, when really there's not. Know what you're supposed to do and do it. And if you do that, the results will come. You know, I think, again, like we live in a culture of games over practice. And unfortunately, I think a lot gets lost in that setting. And so if a kid can really commit himself to consistently putting in the time, the results will take care of themselves. If we're just on the court all the time, we're just playing pickup, we're just playing AAU games, I don't think you get that. And so I think the kids that commit themselves to those unseen hours that we pride ourselves on at Pure Sweat, those are the kids that really stand out at the next level. You can't cheat the work.
You're one of Pure Sweat's most successful skill trainers. What advice would you give an aspiring skill trainer that wants to do what you do?
I think I've kind of broken that down into three things. I think that first off, you have to hustle. And what I mean by that is you have to be willing to work strange hours. You have to be willing to be at the gym at 6 a.m. and still be at the gym at 11 p.m. some days. And you have to be willing to do workouts for free. You have to be willing to support your players in both basketball and other endeavors. You have to really show them that you care. I think it takes great discipline to be successful in this business because there's no set schedule. I can't tell you what my schedule is going to look like exactly when I get home. I can give you a framework, but workouts come, workouts go. You never quite can nail things down to this is my exact schedule. So you have to be willing to do things that a lot of people aren't willing to do. You have to make a great number of sacrifices in order to get ahead. You don't get to have the same social life that your friends have. You don't get to have the same hours that your friends have. If you're not willing to make those sacrifices, you're not gonna be successful in this business. Going from there, I think you have to always, always, always be learning. I don't think there's ever a time where you can be content with your knowledge. If you're not learning something new every day, you're falling behind. And again, someone is getting ahead of you. And then I think the biggest thing, I think I kind of buried the lead there, because the biggest part of it is that you have to find a way to connect. This is a bit of a cliche, but I truly believe that especially players today won't care what you know until they know that you care. And I take great pride in knowing my players, not only as basketball players, but as individuals as well. And I think that leads to a more efficient path towards their improvement, because they know that I'm in it for them above all else. And they know that if I'm being my authentic self, they can be their authentic self, and that's when we can really improve. Because if you're worried or you're apprehensive or you're holding back, then you're going to be holding back on the court as well, and you're not going to get the most out of our time.
Well, that's it for us, folks. We sure appreciate you listening. I hope we helped you raise your game. We want to thank our partners at Dr. Dish for uplifting basketball training with their groundbreaking shooting machines. Check out drdishbasketball.com for more. And don't forget to take a peek at our new PureSweatBasketball.com. All right, let's get back in the gym.